Hello, everybody. Let's check this is working. So, hello everybody, how are you today? We'll be starting in a few minutes, just waiting for everybody to join.
Hi Peter, really good, thanks. And good. Excited I'm doing healing with you.
Great. So just to remind everybody, there's a chat box if you want to click on chat there on the right, so you can put your questions in there as we go along. But yes, we'll leave questions till after I've given the basic introduction and talk. If you write them too soon, they'll probably get missed because we get a whole long list to work through. Carrie will be along a little bit late today because she had a little fall off her bike, so she's a bit delayed. But she will make a start without her. Just give it a couple more minutes to make sure everybody's joined and we'll get going. It's working.
Hi Peter, it looks like you've frozen. Is your internet connection a bit?
Well, it should be all right because I've got the hotspot on. Okay, it'll be better. It won't freeze for long if it does. But you know, over here, nothing's terribly good. But I've got the hotspot on. It should be actually reasonable.
Yeah,
might freeze for a second now and then. But
the sound's a bit. Trouble. Something's not quite right because the sound's chopping up as well.
Hang on. Let's check my microphones and everything. Are those okay? Are those all set up properly? Okay, just make sure it's in place. Okay.
There's a sign that's come up saying your bandwidth is low.
That's odd. Just check them on the right to network again. Yep, that's all connected. Okay. Well, that's best we can connect, do anyway. We've got all the right network set up. So over in this island, it's like it's never terribly good, but it should be workable. Okay, so we'll get started in a moment. So this talk today about visualization, some of the response, because many people keep coming up with this, they're doing the journeys and guided meditations, they just can't visualize very well. So...
Oh, Peter, can I just start again? We're not recording. I'll just.
Oh, it is recording. It's recording, yeah. Okay.
Is it?
So basically, we're going to deal with the issue of visualization, first of all. And we need to understand what we see as visualization is not always exactly how things work. You see, a main tool is imagination. We're all born with that. As a little child, you dream a lot, you imagine things, you daydream. Out of imagination, desire is born. And then from the desires, you begin to have expectations. And these form your three tools of creation: desire, imagination, expectation. So if imagination is the first basic tool we're all born with, what goes wrong? Well, first of all, it's our schooling. when you go to school, you know, rather than actually be learned naturally and play and create, being creative, you have to sit at a desk, do everything in a very precise way, very logical, very structured. It's a really my kind of masculine way. See, the male energy likes to actually use form to force content, whereas the feminine energy is more chaotic and gathers content to create form. Because when you live in this masculine dominated society, all the schooling has become really one-sided. You're at your desk sitting, having to concentrate on this, the imagination gets crushed because you have to focus on what you're doing. So even when we try and visualize, it's taken on this format as if the structure you have to follow. You have to sit down, concentrate, and do it precisely. Well, actually, when it comes to imagination, there's no rule that says you have to actually precise it to visualize in exact detail. Imagination is more than just visualization. It involves emotion, your feeling, how you feel connected to the thing. And quite often it's our desires attached to these imaginations that actually create stress and anxiety that blocks us. A simple example, a lot of people think they can't visualize, but just think of something simple, like, can you picture an apple? It comes very easily, doesn't it? I'm not saying picture in exact detail and see its, tell me its colors and which markings and everything, but you can actually imagine an apple very easy. Because at the moment, you don't have any particular desire or anxiety around that thing because you're not trying to manifest it and it's not difficult. But the thing is, to visualize, things don't even have to be easy or even possible. Like, for instance, can you visualize, imagine flying through the air like Superman? Again, when you put your mind to it, it's very easy. I'm not saying seeing every possible detail, just in your imagination, well, you daydream. It's not difficult, is it? So what we're really looking at then is, first of all, the religious structure that people put around visualization, and secondly, the anxieties that have come attached to it. What happens when stress builds up? It first affects the spleen meridian. And spleen is also where you hold your apathy or your sense of possibility. All the hopelessness, the giving up, and the failure patterns are stored there. The sense, I can't do it. So this is a very condition that comes from your school days. You tell you something hard to do, and I can't do this. And when this imagination is something very simple you're born with, suddenly that falls in the same structure, oh, I can't do this. People make it difficult. They make it into something so structured and rigid, you have to do it precisely and exactly, perfectly. You have to do it in the way people say, or it's not right. Well, there isn't any right way of imagination. It's a creative tool that we're all born with, as I said. You imagine things in your own way. You'll have daydreams. You'll sometimes, you know, you've got nothing better to do, sit back and just fantasize about the future you're going to create. This is a natural process. Well, it should be a natural process, but it got crushed out of it at school. They keep telling you to stop daydreaming and focus on what they think is important. But when you consider that imagination is your most powerful tool of creation, there isn't anything more important than, is there? So this is where the schooling has been totally wrong. They tell you to stop daydreaming. This is more important. No, it's not. They're putting you into a structure that's making you very confined and crushing the natural creative flow. Allowing yourself to dream is about relaxing, letting go, going back to be a child again, getting rid of all this anxiety. There are also some very simple tools we can use to actually stimulate the spleen with you and to actually go overcome the apathy. Let me adjust my camera, but it's going to show you the points. End of the spleen with you is just kind of below the armpit, about here, both sides. You take two fingers and you tap. If you do that before visualizing, it kind of takes away that the I can't bit of it. So try this if you want to visualize something. Supposing, for instance, you think of something you'd like to visualize, even if it's not something great that you're going to have to try and create right now. Don't put any anxiety with it. But so imagine, let's say, could you imagine a train? First of all, tap. Then you imagine a train. Okay, you can, whatever kind of train, like electric one, steam train, steam puffing out of it, whatever. You feel as if there's no anxiety attached, you're relaxed about it. Imagination flows quite easily, doesn't it? Is everybody having problems so far? Is anybody not being able to visualize this?
Peter, could you repeat the bit about the spleen? Because your screen froze for a bit. If you just show the point again.
Okay, I'll show you the point again for the spleen. It's about fourth finger, that's below, about hand width below the armpit, either side, just in the ribs.
You've frozen again. I think when you move your computer.
Oh, it'll probably be the camera. I don't know. Can you see me now? Hang on, where is everybody? Maybe it's the next camera, I don't know. What's going on here? Okay, are you back on? Okay, spleen point. Okay. Can you see me now? Are you connected?
Peter, you're frozen still.
Oh, that's strange. I can see everybody else. Okay.
Just going to reboot this a little bit. Okay. There's the other people's pictures. There should be something going on here. So, can anybody see now?